We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's what I'm talking about, 202.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Carton and Roberts. Evan Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to... Will he please do it tonight? I'm sick and tired of this now. Deep fly ball to center. It's got a shot. It's way back there. And it's not gone. And I'll tell you what. I, like many people, watching the game last night, thought for sure, 100%, based on the Fox TV camera angle, that that ball was hit farther than any ball ever hit in either Yankee Stadium. And it ticked me off that it was 3 feet in front of the damn wall. Hope you're having a great day. Great to be here with you. We got lots cooking. Evan Robertson, Craig Carton, you know the phone numbers. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today?
I couldn't agree with you more. My biggest pet peeve in baseball, and they all do it, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes has done it. SNY has done it. Last night it was Fox. Don't tease me.
Yeah.
Don't tease me like that.
And by the way, they went extra high.
Well, of course they did.
It's not even like they went a little bit. Okay, it could happen. You're trying to track the ball. They raised that camera so damn high, I thought he hit the ball to the river.
And here's
really did.
And here's where Fox has to be fully, fully embarrassed.
It is high.
After I saw the clip, you know what I immediately did?
It is far.
I said to myself, wow, if Fox got that so wrong, yeah. I can't wait to hear John Sterling. I can't wait.
Oh, Johnny did a good job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought when I listened to John, no offense, John, yes. I thought I was going to hear, it's gone, 61. Wait a second. I thought I was going to get that. And I didn't, because John did a utterly brilliant job. Fox, on the other hand, embarrassed themselves.
Well, they didn't embarrass themselves.
Nah,
they just pissed everybody off.
It's embarrassing, bro. I'm an equal opportunity hater. When SNY teases me with a Met home run and it's not, I get pissed off. When Yes does it, I get pissed off. Fox had center stage last night, and they pissed me off.
It is high. Well hit to center. That ball's got a chance. It's back.
But you know,
were
you rooting for what I was rooting for last night?
Yeah, for it to get carried over to Apple TV Plus today, yeah.
No, bottom of the ninth inning, tie game. Jose Trevino leads off an Aaron Judge. I wanted Jose Trevino in the worst way to hit a walk-off home run.
So he doesn't get the answer. Everyone's waiting. Okay, he's going to get up.
I wanted to hear Yankee fans boo a walk-off home run.
Against the Red Sox. Yeah, and here's the rub in it. And here's what I said to you yesterday, and it happened again last night. And that is exactly what you're alluding to there. Like, two nights ago, Aaron Judge has two doubles and a walk, and people are pissed, right? Now, granted, they scored 14 runs, so game was never in doubt. Last night was actually a great baseball game. It had all the drama of a late season game with some meaning on it. The Yankees, of course, clinched, you know, the postseason last night. Big whoop-de-doo. They're waiting to celebrate winning the division, as you correctly said yesterday. But what's weird about it is that, yeah, like, the Yankees want to walk off win against the Boston Red Sox in mid-September, and people were not happy.
Well, the Judge
thing, teased.
The Judge thing takes attention away from everything. Like, were we going to mention that Aroldis Chapman can't throw a strike today? Probably not.
Probably not.
Are we going to mention that Clark Schmidt came in and promptly gave up a lead? Probably not. Like, everything else is a backstory.
And
it's all about Aaron Judge.
And part of it is that it was so close. Like, you know, three walks, a strikeout. If he hits a ground ball to shortstop, where everyone's disappointed that they didn't get to witness history, but we got teased.
Yep.
We got teased because off the bat, that ball's gone.
And also, Craig, for him to hit 61 as a walk-off would feel stupid. It would feel like those cheesy Disney movies that don't even make any sense, and he came very close to doing it.
Now, are you aware there's a, as always, with anything that's good in life, there's always got to be somebody to like break it down, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of the world we live in now. Like no one, like nobody, not nobody. We can't live in a world where everyone can just be happy for people,
right?
Right? There's always got to be a faction of people that look to be critical, no matter what's going on. Hey, it's my birthday. You're closer to death. You know what I mean? It's like there's always something like that going on. I had a long conversation last night with a person that's been involved in the game of baseball for 50 years. And that person said to me, Craig, I want to ask you a trivia question. I go, I'm your Huckleberry, no problem. And the trivia question was, how many home runs did Roger Maris hit in 1961? And I'm like, come on, like, you know, I may not have known that yesterday, but I clearly know it today.
I think you knew it yesterday.
Yeah, of course I did. I mean, they named the movie after it, for crying out loud.
Right.
And every New Yorker grows up knowing that, right?
Is this a trick question?
So I said, okay, I'll play the game with you. 61. And the answer was, well, officially, yeah, 61. But what you didn't know, I assume, I didn't know it, maybe you did know it actually, is that Roger Maris hit a 62nd home run.
Mm-hmm.
But the game got rained out in like the third or fourth inning. And back then,
right.
You didn't get credit for any of the stats. It didn't carry over. They didn't finish the game.
Right.
So the home run never counted.
Right.
But in reality, Roger Maris hit 62 home runs.
In an extra game, though. How fair is that?
Well, that was the whole rub with Babe
Ruth. Because
you make
up the game, though. No, right. But that's it. Wouldn't that be a 163rd game?
No, they didn't make it up.
Oh, they never made it up?
No. So the point was, he hit a home run that today would have still counted.
Yeah.
And didn't count back
then. That sucks, no.
Right?
I think I remember hearing that, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something in our lexicon as baseball fans to think, oh, he got screwed out of a home run. I remember Mark McGwire in his chase of 98 had a home run call back because they called fan interference.
Okay. So, well, that's the least. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, within the normal course of a game, like something.
So what does that mean?
Right?
That average, is this a Yes's way of trying to figure out a way where they're going to get the record-breaking home run?
Well, I know
61 doesn't count, actually.
Yes is very upset that they don't get the game. Oopsie doopsie. So sorry you're not going to get the game, you know, and now there's all these other reports out there about broadcasting the game and who gets to do the game. Let me be very clear about it, and I don't know why this is so confusing or hard for a lot of really smart people to understand. When Apple TV Plus wrote the check to Major League Baseball, as you correctly identified yesterday, not directly to the Yankees, but to MLB to broadcast X number of games this year. And, of course, not knowing that the judge thing was going to be happening. Yeah, they wanted a premier game in September. Yankees-Red Sox, on paper, in March, is going to be a premier game in September. So we understand why this is one of the games Apple TV Plus wanted. Apple TV Plus just won the lucky lottery.
Yeah, damn right they did.
And the notion and the hubris of some to think that, oh, the YES Network called, and they're offering A, B, C, and D, whatever the actual offer is, who knows, we could probably figure it out. And that there's a surprise that Apple didn't bend over backwards and say, oh, my God, you're willing to do that for us?
Right.
You're willing to allow us to take our broadcast and put it on the YES Network? Apple TV Plus wrote a really big effing check. And, well, yeah, a lot of us feel like it's putting us out to have to download another app and put it on the TV. At the end of the day, as you've said a million times, it's not that hard to do it.
And it's free.
We just don't want to do it.
Right.
And that's the reality. I don't want to do it, but I know how to do it, okay? This is what they wrote the check for.
Of course.
And if you put the broadcast, regardless of who the announcers are, on YES, how does that benefit Apple TV?
It doesn't.
Period. Stop.
Every single person, see, to me, there are two issues. One that affects our listening audience, one that's different. The one that affects our listening audience is download the app that's free and watch the game, and you're going to because you care about Aaron Judge hitting his 61st or 62nd home run. The national angle that I understand more is there are people that are casual about it. They're like, yeah, I'm kind of an Aaron Judge, sort of.
Right.
And that's where MLB, probably not YES Network, MLB as the faux pas of, Should we allow live cut-ins? Should we make our game more accessible, not to Big Mac, who's going to watch anyway,
right,
not to most of our audience, who's going to watch anyway, but to the casual fan in Nebraska? But for us here in New York, let's face it, it's free. Yes, it may be a pain in the ass, but if you want to see Aaron Judge hit a home run, you really don't have to do anything that nuts to see it.
You got to download an app and put it on your TV. Again, I recognize I've always been on the people's side on this. It is a pain in the ass for a lot of people, but it's not hard to do.
No.
It's just a matter of whether or not you want to do it and how important is it to you.
And here's the difference.
To see it live.
Here's the difference. On Friday nights when the Yankees had their Friday Night Amazon game, you needed it, correct me if I'm wrong, to pay for that service. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you didn't have Amazon Prime, you needed to get Amazon Prime. As of right now, and I'm sure things will change next year or the year after, there is no service one needs to buy. This doesn't cost you any money. All you've got to do is sign up and you can watch it. And if Major League Baseball is doing a bad job of getting the word out there on how to watch the game, that's on them. They need to do a better job of explaining to the audiences around New York and the world, hey, if you want to see Aaron Judge hit a home run, doesn't cost you any money. This is what you need to do it.
Yeah, so listen, the game's going to be played tonight. It's going to be on Apple TV+, and a lot of you are going to download it, no matter what you might say. Contrary to that, I'm going to do it because it's potential history in the making. I don't want to wait for somebody on Twitter to post it for me to see it. I'd like to be able to see it live if I can. Right now, the only rub for me tonight, selfishly, and a lot of people are in this spot on Friday, is that I don't know if you can record it and then watch it from jump.
So I'm glad you brought that up. I have had issues trying to do that in the past.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't watched the Friday Night Baseball game on Apple TV in a few weeks, so I can't tell you that it's not different now. But in the past this season, because I'm a big DVR guy.
Right.
I am. That's how I watch it. I've had issues doing it.
And
Amazon Prime, I've had no issues doing it. Apple TV Plus, I have.
Yeah,
and that needs to be fixed.
Yeah, because like for me, this is just selfish. I got a Friday night football game I'm going to.
Right.
I don't miss my kid's game. He's not even playing tonight, but we're going to support the team, right? So I'm going to get home well after the Yankee game has started. In the event that I find out, and I'm not like you, I will know if he hit the home run.
I'm sure you will.
I'd like to go watch it.
Right.
I'd like to kind of get the feel of it, other than, you know, a clip that I can hear on the radio or, you know, get on Twitter at some point moments after he does it. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to. That's one thing they've done a bad job, Apple has, in making us aware of, like, what kind of, you know, buttons do we have?
Right.
Can we pause it? Can we go to the bathroom?
And look, I know that last night with Amazon Prime with the football game, I loved it. First of all, I found out about the Next Gen Stats channel. I kind of liked it.
I'm sure you did.
But you could pause it. You can start from the beginning. It was very user-friendly last night.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you found another another access to geekiness to get you through a very tough week, right?
Thank you.
Listen, we have a lot of football to get to later today as well. We're gonna move the Giants a little bit because they play Monday night. So the focus football-wise is not going to be very much on the Giants today, as you understand, because that'll be all day Monday, getting ready for Monday Night Football, Giants-Cowboys. But you do have the winless Cincinnati Bengals against our 1-1 New York Jets, so we got a lot of that. And again, all the focus in the world right now is on whether or not Aaron Judge does that. I always wonder, too, like, does the Maris family, does the Judge family, because they were both there again last
night. They were, yeah.
At what point do they say, yeah, just call me when it happens?
Never.
Like, do they go to every game now the rest of the season?
Here's where things get tricky. No.
I'm sure they have jobs.
Well, first of all, once Aaron passes Roger Maris, the Maris family's not going to every game. I mean, well, they don't need to see 63, 64, 65. What gets tricky is Toronto. Does anyone really want to cross the border?
Right.
Does anyone really want to go to Canada?
Now they have relaxed their COVID
not
rules.
Not
they
yet.
Haven't? I thought they did.
September 30th it goes
into
effect.
Oh, they announced it. I apologize. They announced it, but it hasn't gone into effect yet. Anyway, enough of COVID, right? This is a strange times we're living in, man. And then, of course, I was listening to Tiki and Tierney today, and apparently Harold Reynolds yesterday put out an irresponsible report. And he did it in a manner that's kind of weak, if you ask me. It's soft cheese, in which, you know, MLB went to the live cut-in, which they are not doing tonight, which you and I also broadcasted to the audience yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour. But for some reason, you know, people think Andrew Marchand broke that story today. We announced it yesterday in between 5 and 6 o'clock because I reached out to the commissioner to find out. whether or not they're going to be live look-ins. But for some reason, once again, you know, reporters don't like to give credit where credit is due. Shame on them. In any event, Harold Reynolds, during a live cut-in, nonchalantly says, oh, yeah, Aaron Judge was almost traded to the Angels before the season started. What?
He said done deal.
Done deal. Now, the guy that he's with, and I apologize, I don't know the other announcer there, says, excuse me? Like, was incredulous.
No, he went more than excuse me. He went, what?
Yeah. And Harold Reynolds goes on and on about how, yeah, a friend of mine told me that the deal was done. And if I'm the Yankees, you know, they you blow a gasket. Matter of fact, they put out a press release today when they heard T.K. Tierney talking about it. And the Angels confirmed. I don't know what Harold Reynolds is talking about. There was never a deal. So Evan and I did a little investigating. Here's what you and I, more you than me, came up with. 2021, so not this year at all, a year ago, Buster Olney had a report that the Yankees and Angels were talking about the potential of, would you trade Aaron Judge? And if so, what would you want?
Right.
It never went beyond talks as far as we know. Buster Olney had that report. Nobody refuted it.
And by the way,
it.
That the tone of that, because I slightly remember even talking about that on the air, was very different because Aaron Judge was coming off a season in which he was injured.
Right.
Like, the view of Aaron Judge has obviously evolved. He had the great rookie season, but then health was the major issue in his career. The last 2 years he's been healthy. This year he's hit over 60 home runs. But that was a story from spring training 21.
Right.
Which in baseball terms is like a million years ago.
Well, maybe Harold Reynolds has been napping since then. And he woke up and he remembered a story from 2 years ago. I don't know. But here's what's irresponsible about it. You know, Aaron Judge is the biggest story in all of baseball. And he's going to be a free agent after this year, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. But when he was challenged on it, and they said, well, who's he going to be traded for? Harold Reynolds goes, I have no idea. Well, how do you know that this is happening? He goes, because I was told from like a friend that it was a done deal. And then he said, somewhat flippantly, maybe I'm wrong. I'm sorry. You can't do that. You can't say, I've been told that this was going to happen, and then go, maybe I'm wrong, and have no other information. And if I'm the Yankees, and I'm going to about to embark upon a very interesting offseason where I'm going to try to keep Aaron Judge here, and I've made every representation, Aaron, that this offseason we will get a deal done, hopefully, fingers crossed, and then someone comes out on the official network of Major League Baseball and says, oh, by the way, they tried to trade you 6 months ago. That is a problem for them
no doubt.
In negotiating.
Well, it's also really, really different. A report from spring training 21 saying the Yankees and Angels may have talked about Aaron Judge is far different than it was a done deal in spring training 22. It's very, very different. What I would like, though, what I would love if I'm a Yankee fan, is how the Yankees released the statement. I would love that.
Yes.
Because it shows me the anger they had when they saw a report that was probably not true, and it shows me their passion for keeping Aaron Judge.
I agree.
So I'd like that if I'm a Yankee fan.
If I'm a Yankee fan and I find out the Yankees blew a gasket and put out a press release and got the Angels to even participate in the press release, that is a very good sign for those of you, which is the majority of you, that want Aaron Judge back. And I think Harold Reynolds has to now respond and say, listen, you know, you have to walk us through something. Mm-hmm. Or else, as much as I like Harold Reynolds, and he's a very good personality on TV, he's in a bad spot
well,
and he put himself there.
He also made it seem like, yeah, this is an old rumor.
He's like, everybody knows that.
No. Everybody doesn't know that the Yankees and Angels apparently had a done deal
because
in spring training.
Didn't.
Of course they didn't. So he was repeating something that was clearly different and portrayed it in some kind of extremely different light because you'd agree with me. Talking about a trade in spring of 21 is far different than a done deal in spring of 22.
100% right. It's irresponsible, too. Now, Harold's got the right to say I stand by it. I was told from people I trust in either organization. That hasn't happened yet that I'm aware of. There's also no retraction yet either. So, unfortunately, that becomes a side story now. And I know it scared the bejesus out of a lot of Yankee fans. Because it felt like, well, if they were going to trade him before the year.
No.
They're not committed to signing him after the year.
I disagree with that. Because doesn't this year change some things? The guy's played every game, essentially.
Yeah.
He's hit over 60 home runs.
Yep.
He's the most runaway MVP I've ever seen in my life. All right. I don't know if I've seen in my 33 years of understanding baseball, figure when I was six, I figured it out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever seen a more runaway MVP, someone who is as valuable to their baseball team, calm down, Ohtani lovers, than Aaron Judge. So it's fair to say, hey, maybe this season changes a little bit because it's going to change what they pay him. We know that.
Yep. Or whoever pays him. That's exactly right. All right, listen, we got lots to do. If you were at the game last night, watching the game last night, I'd love to just get your first person take on when the ball left the bat in the ninth. Because of all the dramatic ways to get to 61, a game winner
that,
at Yankee Stadium
that would have been,
against the Red Sox.
That would have been Jeter-like. Because Jeter always had a knack for that. That would have been very Jeter-like. And it's very important I say something very, very quickly. It's only going to take 8 seconds. I'm not going to bog down the show with this.
That.
But I just... you're not wrong. He's not wrong. I just want to say thank you. Thank you to the Philadelphia Phillies, because we are Mets fans for Phillies.
One-nothing win yesterday and a couple of atrocious ball strike calls by the home plate umpire.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
On a Football Friday, we'd like to help you guys win your fantasy leagues. And while we're going to shorten it today because of all the obvious attention for the Yankees and Aaron Judge, I don't want to be disrespectful to my favorite fantasy football expert, the real Lisa Ann, who once again last week killed it, picking of all people, Carson Wentz. What? Good job, Lisa. How you been, babe?
I've been great, having a lot of fun with this season. We've got some great games this week. Look, we got 2-0 Buffalo Bills facing the 2-0 Miami Dolphins. Tua put up 65 points on one of my leagues last weekend. It made me so happy.
Six touchdowns, 470 plus yards. Not bad.
All right, only because we got all the Yankee stuff going on, and I appreciate your willingness to keep it short today. Give people that are in the daily, the weekly, the DFS stuff, not the season-long leagues. Why don't we go with the two picks that are outside, the obvious, that'll help them win a league.
Two picks that nobody's going to be playing. Two teams facing each other. The Las Vegas Raiders taking on the Tennessee Titans. Derek Carr is still priced low at $5,900, allowing you to have room to put in Davante Adams at $8,400. For my cheap wide receiver bonus play, $4,300 for Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Greg Dortch, who nobody thought was going to be anything. Well, he leads the team in receptions and receiving yards with 118 yards and a touchdown on the season. He is $4,300.
So Greg Dortch, and if you can squeeze it in, the poo-poo platter of Devontae and Derek Carr. And the Raiders, by the way, 0-2 and possibly staring 0-3 right in their face right now. While the Cardinals, of course, that great fourth quarter comeback, and Kyler Murray looking to do it again.
Yep.
Well, listen, I always appreciate your input. I apologize for keeping it short.
Important. This is New York baseball. This is Aaron Judge, right? This is a big deal.
Yeah. Are you watching the game tonight? Do you have any interest in it? Are you going to the game? What's your plan?
I'll watch the game. I mean, this is historic. We're going to see how long this run goes on. And it's just impressive. It's also impressive to hear Judge do an interview and say, it's just numbers. I want to win the games. It's like, it's not just numbers. You're going to go on the record.
And there's an aspect of that that people love because it's Jeter-esque. There's also an aspect of it that I don't love, which is, it's okay to smile and enjoy the ride a little bit,
I agree, but it's also, smart for athlete to show that he's not flexing his ego and that he's a team player. But this is just awesome. It's epic. It's if you remember, Lynn's sanity was such an amazing New York sports moment. I mean, these are the moments we live for.
Lynn's sanity.
No, don't compare.
All right, sweetheart. We'll do it again next week, and I appreciate it today. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
All right, the great Lisa Ann. You can check her out at Real Lisa Ann. All right, now to the Attorney General, Letitia James. Who's got it? You have it in front of you?
Yeah, I got it right here.
All right, so 2 hours ago, she comes out. You know, guns blazing. This is wrong. We deserve to be able to watch the game. I wonder if she's
said, here's what she said. Millions of New Yorkers paid their cable bills expecting to see live sports programming. Denying them the chance to watch Aaron Judge step up to the plate to make history tonight is wrong and unfair. I'm calling on MLB and Apple to open up tonight's game to the YES Network. As we pointed out, number one, it's free. Number two, it's free. And number three, it's free. Also, where the hell were you during the Amazon Prime year in which there were a bunch of games on a paid service?
Right.
So it took her an hour and 12 minutes, a little over an hour, and she said, earlier, I expressed concerns about how New Yorkers could watch tonight's potentially historic Yankees game. While there is a way to watch the game without paying more, it creates requirements, including an Apple ID, a smart TV or streaming device, or a Wi-Fi or cellular service. Consumers should be able to watch this game without having to take on these burdens. I urge Apple and MLB to let this game be shown on YES, where New Yorkers are used to seeing their Yankees play. Of course, still left out, Amazon Prime had a handful of games this year.
I'll do you one better. Like, all right, so if I want to watch a game on YES, don't I have to buy a television?
Yeah, but I nailed this, bro. I told you exactly what you had pivoted to.
I mean,
and you said I was wrong.
I didn't say you were wrong.
No, bro. It's not about right or wrong. It's about she did exactly what was so predictable.
Yeah, she didn't just say my bad.
She didn't say my bad, and I told you she wouldn't.
Yeah, well,
because
she's
a politician.
Yeah.
So what she did is she moved the goalposts.
Right.
And it was obvious what those goalposts would be.
Now it's about wait a minute.
You need internet.
Right. Exactly.
You need a smart TV. You need this. That's not what you said earlier. Look, you need a TV and you need cable to watch Yankee games. And she still doesn't know about Amazon Prime. Still doesn't know about that.
She probably hasn't watched the Yankee game all year.
Then don't opine about it.
I don't know if she's a fan or not.
Then don't talk about
it. I agree.
No one was going to say, can you believe A.G. James didn't talk about the Apple TV thing?
Correct.
No one would have noticed. You got bigger things to worry about.
It's Johnny come lately because it's a popularity contest. Look what I did for Yankee fans. I tried. But it's, you know, now I got to buy a TV if I want to watch it on YES. Oh, and in addition to buying a TV, I got to, you know, get the YES app, or I got to actually pay a cable bill to get cable so I can get YES.
She should have just take the loss.
Right.
Don't do this. And it was obvious this is the angle you'd go to. What about internet? You need internet.
Yeah. Right. Well, I got to buy cable to get YES, don't I?
YES.
Don't I have to have a package to get YES?
How many people have cable and no internet? I'm sure there are people, but
not a lot.
Is it a big number?
I'll do one better. How many people don't have a phone? Just start with that, right? Did you like the new thing I posted, by the way?
It was freaky. How did you get Big Mac to sing on your phone?
I was waiting.
Why would you be waiting?
I thought when I first saw the video, I said, he's doing me. And I thought he was going to be me.
Well, I wouldn't do that to you.
I was like, where's the neck beard? Other than that, this is it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, where's the neck? There wasn't one.
Well, listen, if you want me to do it again and put the goatee on or mustache, I will.
I don't want you to.
By the way, I wasn't even thinking about you when I did it.
Sure, okay.
It's your buddy over here.
No, then I'm subconsciously infiltrating everything you do.
No, I thought it was a funny character.
No, hold on. Big Mac. I have to defend everybody. If your first response to this was, I was, quote, waiting for you to say something, then you thought the same thing I thought.
That's what I just said.
So how could you be mad at me?
I'm not mad at you.
Oh, good. We're good.
You're mad at me.
And he's saying he didn't even mean to do it. I'm like, yeah, okay, he didn't.
But I wasn't thinking about you
when I did it. You're always thinking about me, apparently.
Is that right?
Even when you make up characters. He's got glasses like me.
I think it's great. All right, it's time now to play the People's Court. So all I know is that in yesterday's NFL pick segment, which I don't participate in because as you know, I can't gamble responsibly. And if you are going to gamble, it should be responsible. It should be recreational. You should never chase your bets. And you should have a plan and stick to that plan. The guys came into work today and said, Craig, major problem with yesterday's picks. Evan with a blatant abuse of power. and I asked them not to tell me what it was off air, so I do not know what it was. So who wants to tell me the story?
Go ahead. I'll let those guys
can.
Do it.
Go ahead, Big Mac.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, Judge, like you just said, have a plan and stick to your plan.
That is correct.
We here at the station and on the show have a plan for our pick segment.
Yes.
During Fridays, we pick three games. On Monday and Thursday, we pick the game and the over-under or prop. We do two bets.
Yes.
Yesterday, out of nowhere, without giving us any warning or any thought, he decides not to pick the game. He's just going to do an over-under and a prop, not picking the game. We have picked the game.
Can I cross-examine?
Every single pick we do, we pick the game.
Okay. Can I cross-examine?
Out of no. Okay. Can I finish the story? No, because there's still more.
Please, you're out of order.
So while not picking the game, springing it on us.
Yeah. Okay.
Then after being forced to, he eventually just says, oh, Pittsburgh.
All right, so here's the question. The two original picks that he made.
Yes.
Did he win them or lose them?
He won the two original picks.
Okay. And then, how did you do on your picks?
I'm not sure how it's relevant.
How did you do on your picks?
Objection.
It's, yeah,
how
relevancy,
did you do
Judge?
On your picks? I'm one, just so I have the facts in front of
me. I went 1-1 on my picks. Okay. I believe Tommy did the same.
Tommy, what? How'd you do?
I did 1-1.
Oh. Okay, and Evan went 2-0.
Well,
but
here's
he did
the
not
thing.
Pick.
He did pick the game after being pressured. Said, all right, you know what? Fine. Okay, I'll pick. And he picked the Steelers, which was a loss.
That it was. All right.
So not only did he not pick the game, then he was forced to pick the game, and now he wants to call himself 2-0.
Okay, Evan, just if I may ask you a question.
Of course.
At any point did you say to the guys, I don't have a good feel for the game, I don't like the game, I don't want to be forced into picking
That's
a game.
That's exactly what I said. In fact, what I said was, a lot of people listening may have a FanDuel Sportsbook app, and they won't necessarily just bet the game. They may say, I'm going to take an over-under, I'm going to take a prop bet, and that's what I felt strongly about. I felt very strongly about George Pickens having over on 29.5 yards. What a catch. Mm-hmm. And I felt very, very passionate. You may have recalled it that I thought we'd see points in this game. So I felt passionate about the over. I had no feel for this football game, which I made
not having a feel for the game is irrelevant. We pick the games whether we have feels for them or not. That's the whole point of this.
That's not accurate.
That is accurate.
I'm going to walk you through this now. I'm the judge here.
I hit my prop bet. I had a less. I was more confident in my prop than I was in the game. I didn't know I could pick two props.
Are you done?
Yes.
Thank you. I've heard both sides. I've heard enough.
Thank you, Mr. Judge.
One of the issues with problem gambling is when you bet games that you don't have a feel for.
Thank you.
And you bet for the sake of betting.
Thank you.
It's one of the first signs of compulsive gambling and is a real problem. So shame on the enhancers for forcing Evan to make a pick on a game that he told you, apparently.
No, he told us on air.
That he did not have a feel
and Craig,
for.
He
told
sorry,
us as
Mr.
he made the picks.
And Mr.
It's
Judge,
like he told us prior to that.
Excuse me, and Mr. Judge, when I went home last night, I only made two bets on my FanDuel Sportsbook app. I bet the over on George Pickens, and I bet the over on the game. Would not touch the Steelers.
We are not debating whether or not you were more confident in other picks than certain picks. I'm not trying to bully you into anything.
I want to move this along. I have calls I want to take, so I'm going to give a ruling on this.
We have an established format, sir.
As a compulsive gambler and living a life trying to, create awareness for problem gambling.
Plan and stick to it, like you said.
Make a plan and stick to that plan, but never... Never bet a game because you feel like you have to.
Thank you.
If you like a side or a prop or whatever it is, feel free to bet it within your means. And don't bet a game because your buddies are betting it or because, a couple guys try to bully you because they outnumber you.
Yep.
So I applaud Evan for sticking to his guns.
Thank you.
And not making a pick or, not counting a pick that he didn't want to make because you two animals try to force him to. So
force him.
The official ruling is that Evan lived up to the ideals of responsible gambling.
Thank you.
He is 2-0, and that's a final decision.
Thank you, Mr. Judge.
I appeal to a higher court.
You can appeal to anybody you want.
There is no higher court.
Yeah, I think there is. There's a higher court because we are being judged on something totally unfair.
If just because the game's on TV doesn't mean you have to bet it. If you like a side, bet it within your means, but don't bet it just because it's on. Or because your friends say, what do you mean you're not betting the game? How could you not bet the game?
I tried to teach everybody a very important lesson, and these two guys wouldn't listen.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. But there was a second, then just real quick, because I know you want to get back to the calls. He did say Pittsburgh, and now he is not taking a loss on that.
Once I was bullied in the last 5 seconds of the show, I was like, ugh.
The whole segment was the last 5 seconds of the show.
No, it wasn't. We did a good 7 minutes of picks.
You bullied him, and I don't appreciate it.
This is such nonsense.
Now I am going to put out more characters that look like
you. Now the format is we do not have to pick games.
The only game, I want to clarify.
I don't feel comfortable in it.
Hey, Big Mac, I'm going to answer your question.
Okay, I'm just saying.
You're screaming at me.
All right, I'm not picking the Jet game.
Excuse me. The only games that we should be obligated to pick, not to ever bet on, but for our audience, is the Jets and the Giants.
I don't feel comfortable with
because
it.
We owe our audience our opinion on the Jets and Giants. And if you don't feel comfortable picking the spread, I respect that. Tell us who's going to win by how many, and we would accept
that. All right, we got to move on. You guys have picks coming up again after 6 o'clock tonight, okay?
Thank you.
Awesome. Here's Timmy in Jersey as we get ready for another night where history might happen. Timmy, what do you got?
Hey, how are you? I'm not sure if you touched on it before. I know you can't compare errors of baseball with the home run with Aaron Judge. But how about dead center Yankee Stadium? It used to be 490 or 480. Now it's 404.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's one of the many things you could write down on the list that's different between eras, and I don't think that minimizes what Aaron Judge is doing. In fact, the best argument for what Aaron Judge is doing is how few home runs are hit by the guy who's second in Major League Baseball. Not that 40 is an incredibly low number, but that he's winning the home run title by a lot. In fact, it's going to be the highest number since Babe Ruth. But you're right. Like, all those things are factors when you compare eras. But it shouldn't take away from what Judge is doing.
And that's the whole thing. No. We always try to bring people down or diminish accomplishments because it feeds an argument we want to win. And it's stupid.
Yeah. All right. But again, the field is not the same field as it was before.
No, right. Of course. And listen, you could say the balls change, the players change, the ability to be a year-round ball player, nutritionist, exercise. You know, guys in the 30s had to get jobs in the offseason. Like, you could take it as far as you want. And the point of this is, any one of us could make the argument work to satisfy our desire to win the argument. Evan could beat me. I could flip it and beat him. At the end of the day, you're making a point of trying to diminish the results of a guy that played.
No doubt.
And I don't know why you get off on that.
One thing I want to give Judge a lot of credit for. I know it was frustrating for you guys last night.
Me, the Judge, or Aaron Judge?
Aaron Judge. Okay. You've already gotten your credit.
Thank you.
We all want to see him hit home runs, right? That's the priority Yankee fans have. And even though you've got guys and teams pitching around him to a degree, Aaron Judge, and not at all, Craig, not at all, has expanded his strike zone. His approach is, if you don't throw me a strike, I'm not going to swing at it. And you could see where the season is, Aaron taking a more aggressive approach, and he hasn't. He has stayed within himself. That's kind of a cliche, but it's true. Now, maybe he's thinking about the batting title, too, which is certainly in play. But you looked at last night. He's laying off close pitches. It's not like he's saying to himself, boy, I feel the pressure. I got to swing. If it's close, I got to swing.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge's approach today is the same as it was 3 months ago, and I think it's incredibly impressive.
Incredibly impressive.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. Here's Anthony in the Bronx. Anthony, what's on your mind, buddy?
Yo, I'm in a bad mood, bro.
What?
And Craig, I love you. Yo, Robert, I want to come after you, bro.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something, bro. I hope Aaron Judge hits 3 home runs tonight.
Okay.
I'm 53 like you, Craig.
Yep.
My mother's 82, diehard Yankee fan.
Yes.
Calls me up every night about the game.
Yeah.
Knows pitches, knows everything about baseball.
Yep.
Apple TV, you know, Amazon Prime. I got Amazon Prime because I order crap every day.
Yeah, me
too. So I hooked her up with that to watch the game.
Yeah.
So I hooked her up to watch the game.
Yeah.
Apple Plus TV, she don't know how to do that crap. And he's, I tell you right now, if it was Pete Alonso going for 61, yo, Rob, you've been screaming out of your chest.
Why aren't you being a good son? You went over and set her up with Amazon Prime, set her up with Apple TV.
So I'm not in the Bronx right now.
Yeah, but you set her up with Amazon Prime. Why don't you set her up with Apple TV Plus?
Apple Plus TV.
It's the same. It's the same idea.
You're gonna go 3 rounds with that, bro.
Bro, it's the bro. No, it has nothing to do with Pete Alonso. No, I'm angry with you. I'm angry with you because you're using these lame excuses.
If it was Pete Alonso,
nothing to do with Pete Alonso.
And your father, when you're 53. And your father, you'd be screaming, bro.
Yeah, here's what hurts your argument.
No,
seriousness, Anthony. What hurt your argument?
Apple TV, bro. I'll be three home runs tonight.
You're funny.
Anthony,
what hurts your argument? What hurts your argument?
All right,
I love it.
What hurts your argument is you just went on and said, she had Amazon Prime, no problem. problem so she can handle streaming services that you hook up for her. So hook her up, Apple TV Plus. You're being a terrible son. What's wrong with you?
I'm going to tell you what.
Why?
On the smart TV, right?
Yeah.
On the cashers on the bottom.
Yeah.
Prime comes up.
Yeah.
Some other nonsense. Whatever. Not Apple Plus TV.
You got to download it.
Does it come up?
Download it.
By the way, Anthony,
I'm going to go tell my 82-year-old mother.
No, you do it. You do it. You're the good son. You're 52.
He's not in the Bronx.
Anthony's in the Bronx, and he hooked up Amazon Prime.
Anthony.
Stop.
I happen to agree with you.
No, you don't.
I agree with Anthony.
You don't agree with him.
And I say this.
You don't agree with him. You know it's a lame excuse.
If I may. Anthony.
Be a better son.
I hope that Aaron Judge hits 4 home runs tonight.
Yo, you know what? 4. Give me 4 tonight.
I'm with you. Hey, best to your mom and stay well, buddy boy.
How could you say?
I agree with him.
She's got Amazon Prime. I hooked her up. Yeah. But this Apple TV, that's where it crosses the line.
Because his mom's in the Bronx. She's not there right now.
Anthony's in the Bronx.
No, he's from the Bronx.
Well, why didn't he hook up Apple TV Plus? They were on earlier this season.
He's got work.
But he hooked up Amazon Prime.
Oh, because he gets a lot of packages.
Dude, it's just selective outrage. You guys are just looking for something to scream about.
By the way.
Yeah, I'd be upset if it was Pete Alonso. You act like I don't watch every single Met game, and they haven't had games on Apple TV+. Stop it.
I treat
every game as a pennant race. Pete Alonso hitting 62 would not get me as excited about as a pennant race does. So don't give me that crap.
By the way, the root beer bottle caps are still the best after all these years.
Is it?
Yeah. I want you to be honest with me.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I might be honest.
And I'm going to give you a cool factoid about home runs. Go ahead. You're going to love this factoid.
God, give me the factoid.
Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
61, 62, 63. Same game. True story.
Oh, he hit three.
Hit 61. Now, yeah. McGuire had the record. I get it. 61, 62, 63 in the same game. So, Aaron Judge, you want to be Barry Bonds?
4. 61, 2, 3, and 49. Yeah. Except they're going to pitch around him. You know that. You know that. Now, you're going home to an empty house tonight, right?
No.
Oh, that's not tonight.
No, they leave tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
I got a busy house tonight.
Oh, so tonight's interesting.
Tonight's a party night.
Well, tonight you got to be attentive to the lady of the house.
Yes, I do.
Yes. So when are you going to actually watch the Yankee game?
So the tricky thing I have is that, as you know, the Mets start late.
Yeah, of course I knew that.
They're in Oakland tonight.
Yeah, of course they are.
And I do want to give my wife and my kids, if they're still up, the proper attention they deserve because they're going out of town tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I want to DVR the Yankees. Now, I'm not bitching to everybody that I'm unsure about the DVR capabilities of Apple TV+. No one wants to hear that. I'm not going to be like William in the Bronx, who's like, oh, my mom, bro,
Anthony in the Bronx.
Anthony, whatever. So my plan is to take a very conservative approach.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I don't start the Yankee game till 11 o'clock at night. Ugh. Because then I know they'll show me the entire game.
Okay, let me ask you this. By then, you'll know if he did it or not. If he didn't do it, you're still going to watch it?
How would I know he did it?
Because I'm going to call you.
No, you're not.
100%.
I won't accept your call.
I'm going to call you.
I won't accept.
I'm going to text you.
No.
Emergency. 911.
That's not right. You can't emergency me.
Bye, SNY. Thank you.
Bye, SNY.
Grubhub.
My only issue is I have to start the Met game much later. No.
So maybe you start the Met game at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, because if I start the Met game on time, Gary Cohen may open his mouth, rightfully so, not criticizing him, and say, well, earlier today, Aaron Judge hit 3 home runs.
He won't. Because he hates the Yankees.
Yeah, but he talks about it. Keith Hernandez was breaking it down on the broadcast.
Got
he was mocking fans for leaving.
Well, he's right about that.
No, I'm serious.
I mean, of course, people have jobs and lives, and they have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. But you've never worked a real job in your life. Should make fun of blue-collar people who have responsibilities. I'm like children and wives and husbands who also have to get up in the morning, take the garbage pails out.
You're saying, you rip those.
How about we be a man of the people?
You ripped those people 2 days
how
ago.
How about
Craig?
We be a man of the people?
Do you remember that?
Right, what?
You ripped those people 2 days ago.
I don't remember that. Prove it.
How could you leave early? What's wrong with you?
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
As we have firmly addressed, I was 2-0 last night. Pickens over 29.5 receiving yards. The over on the game at 37.5. 2-0, still under 500 for the season, 7-9. Game number one, call me naive, I'm taking the Jets. I'm a sucker. Joe Flacco builds off the last 2 minutes. The defense gets to Joe Burrow. Give me the Jets getting the 6. Game number two, sorry, Tua. You're facing a real defense. Jordan Poyer forces a turnover. Give me Buffalo laying the 5.5 in Miami. And in game number three, we're all burying the Denver Broncos. Not yet. They're getting 1.5 at home against the Niners. Big performance. Denver plus 1.5. Let's go to Big Mac. Big Mac. Hey, Big Mac. Hey, Big Mac.
Hello?
Big Mac, are you there?
No.
What happened to Big Mac?
He left.
He had to go.
He decided he wanted to leave.
Unbelievable. Loogie, go ahead.
He was unhappy about that decision. All right, I'm going to take the Bengals. I have they own from last year. You love the Jets, so I like it even more. Bengals are playing for their season. I know they lost to two crummy quarterbacks. They get another one this week. I'm going to take the Bengals laying the six. I'm also going to take the Colts getting 5.5. The Colts desperately need to win, and everyone in the world will be on the Chiefs. So give me the Colts 5.5, and I'm going to take Carson Wentz and the Commanders in the revenge spot at home getting 6.5 against the Eagles.
Now, Big Mac went to go to the Yankee game. He deserves to. He's let me leave early to go to Met games all the time. He's taking the Bengals. He's taking Kansas City, and he's taking Baltimore. Cincinnati laying the 6. Kansas City laying the 5.5. The Ravens laying the 3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.